Some states in the country, including some in the Southwest, have announced reopening of schools this month of September, which on the part of the federal government, although it has given lots of direction to reopen, it has not been specific when it comes to federal institutions. What do you make of this?
It is true that some states like Ogun, Oyo, Osun, Lagos and others have shown enough commitment for reopening of schools. Some of them have already slated for school resumption. It is also true that the federal government is giving nod to preparation for reopening of schools. And to me, this is a kind of measured response from the federal government. Because the federal government has not shown enough commitment in terms of preparation for the opening of tertiary institutions, especially the federal universities. In my reflection, therefore, I think the federal government is ambivalent about the reopening of tertiary institutions. The federal government is exceeding the situation where the federal university will not resume because of the COVID-19 issue between ASUN and the federal government. I mean the issue of integrated payroll and personal information, IPPIF. If that issue is left unresolved, no matter the preparation by the federal government, the federal university teaching staff will not resume, even if they are told to do so. So the federal government is conscious of this. The federal government knew that ASUN will never resume until this issue is resolved. And that is why they've not set a specific date for the resumption of the universities. All they are doing is to nudge for the preparation of tertiary institutions. It is also true that ASUN has sounded a note of caution to the federal government in terms of COVID-19 protocol preparation on our campuses. I think ASUN is just being diplomatic. Even if there are preparations and readiness on the part of the federal government, the fact remains that until the issue of IPPIS is resolved, the federal university system will not resume. This issue is paramount to the resumption of federal university. Then I foresee a situation where state and private universities will be open, leaving the federal university behind. Most of the private universities are already clamoring for resumption. The case in point is that of Afe Babalola University, because the private universities are already prepared for resumption of their students. So my candid advice to the federal government is to find lasting solutions to the issue at stake. And the earlier the federal government opens our universities, the better for the country. Because if these students are left unattended to, no one can tell, they may become nations, the society.